It's hard to believe it's Friday. It's the start of Tibbetts Summer Theater. Popcorn Theater opens up this Friday, and then the main stage show, Odd Couple, opening next week. Joining us in the studio is a guy making his third trip back to Coldwater now as part of the cast, and also now, I guess, as part of the crew then, or the direction crew. It's Dougie Robbins. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hello. How are you doing?
You've been at a couple shows, a bunch of shows the last two years here at Tibbetts, but now we're back, and actually as a choreographer this year.
I am. I'm happy to say I'm choreographing the main stage production of Peter Pan.
Okay.
It's very exciting.
A show that everybody knows the story of Peter Pan, and I know you're doing some special stuff with a company that's helping you do the flying. And everything else is a part of that.
Yep.
What else, as you envision this then, as a choreographer for a show like that, do you put into it?
Well, it was really interesting because there are so many versions of Peter Pan out there, and there's actually a new musical that just opened on Broadway this year called Finding Neverland, yep. which is about the creation of the book Peter Pan. And so you have to sort of meet with your team and say, okay, what do we want to give them? Yeah. You know, what do we think the expectations are going in? And so ours is sort of harking back to the original Mary Martin version of the show, the original Jerome Robbins Broadway musical, and then working in some of the more contemporary dances and things that people might be missing.
Okay. Working with a guy who was one of your teachers in college, Kevin Halpin, right?
Kevin Halpin, who is definitely my mentor and... teacher, and I absolutely would not be starting to step into choreography without his help. I mean, he's one of the core people who taught me how to dance, and certainly taught me just about everything I know about choreography.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because him and I have never worked in this way before, so it's very interesting to be like, I want to do this, and him be like, okay. You know, and not have to be asking him permission as a teacher anymore. So that's been really exciting, and it's also great to have him because I know... I can always turn to him and be like, hey, what do you honestly think?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I would think, too, I mean, there's a support system there. You know how he thinks. He knows how you think.
Exactly.
Being school at SUNY Cortland together. So one of the many alum from SUNY. I think I know one of the reasons why that program is so special. It's Kevin Halpin, obviously. He's the director of the musical theater program there, though. But why is SUNY such a fertile spot for people to come out and do theater, especially here in Coldwater, Tibbetts?
I think there are a couple different reasons. I know one is that we tend to bring out a troupe of dancers with us. So a lot of times the Cortland kids could sort of serve as the chorus of the season. And there are leads a lot of the time too, but not always necessarily. And I think that a lot of it is just because a couple years ago, Charles needed some extra people, and Kevin came into class and was just like, hey guys, you know, send in a video, like sing, and then take a video of dancing and read a monologue and send it in.
But it sounds like a special program though, it's SUNY there. You guys are turning out some great talent there.
I certainly think so as a product of the program. I think it's an incredible program. It's so, from my experience there, it was so focused individually on what you seemed to need, which for me was dancing, was where I sort of became alive for the first time and really opened up as a performer. So they didn't hesitate to put me there, but I've seen them, you know, endorse students' directing skills. I've seen them encourage students to write. You know, they are just so nurturing in that way, as well as really remembering that this is a business and preparing their students to be like, this is, you know, how you prepare to do a show in 10 days, what you need to show up able to do without losing your voice, without being tired, how to get off book, remember your choreography quickly.
Yeah.
All of the things that, you know, we have to do and to make the magic happen. Yeah.
Peter Pan is a choreographer. And are you in the show then too? Or?
I am in the show, also as a pirate, which is a much, much, much smaller track, thankfully. and I won't be, the pirates aren't really dancing parts, so I'll be able to watch all of the dances. And I'll be able to watch all the dances from the front right up until.
Yeah, okay. You're in Pippin too, but also you're in the show that opens this Friday, Miss Nelson is Missing.
Yes, I'm very excited for Miss Nelson is Missing.
Tell people about that.
So Miss Nelson is Missing is actually based on a very famous children's book about a class who is taking advantage of the kindness of their teacher. So she leaves one day and she comes back in a disguise as sort of this evil military-esque teacher. and they miss Miss Nelson so much that they go on sort of a, they hire a private eye and they go on an investigation through the town looking for their teacher. And then, of course, she comes back at the very end of the show after they pass the big end of the year exam and have a, you know, a big happy ending. It's very fun.
Doing popcorn theater, it's for all ages, obviously. But
yes.
But it's centered toward the kids on that. How is that different as an actor to kind of approach that?
It is very different as an actor. Everything has to be bigger. Everything has to be a little crazier, a little sillier. Because, A, you want to hold the children's attention, and B, you're telling fairy tales, or you're telling these over-the-top stories. It's not, you know, a Neil Simon Odd Couple where you want, you know, everyone to feel like you're just watching people be people.
Yeah.
You know, you're entertaining these kids. You want to make them laugh and giggle and feel silly. So it's great fun as an actor, and it's sort of a challenge to just, let's see how far you can go with these crazy over-the-top cuckoo characters.
Yeah. All right. In the studio with us is Dougie Robbins with the Tibbetts Summer Theater cast. Living in New York now, what's next after Tibbetts Summer Theater for you?
Next after Tibbetts Summer Theater, I am actually returning back to Cortland, New York for a week to teach high schoolers at a musical theater intensive camp that I'm very excited about.
Okay. Well, good luck. Are you having fun? Are you dancing in New York? Are you acting? Is it a combination of both?
Yes, I am busy in New York. I've been able to do, I did a play called Christmas Apocalypse last year in a downtown theater festival, and I actually work at a dance studio in New York, Steps on Broadway. I do their work study program.
Okay.
Which kicks my butt in dance class all the time. So, yes, I'm keeping dancing there as well.
All right. Well, we'll break a leg this summer, and glad to have you back.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Dougie Robbins, he's part of the cast. Again, Popcorn Theater opening this Friday, and then, of course, you'll see his work as part of Peter Pan, and he's in the cast of Pippin as well. On our Tibbetts Talk.